Story time in an Australian accent. So, as explained in my other recording, my apology recording, I have a chipped tooth, and my tongue rubs on my chipped tooth, and the Australian accent has actually been less painful, so I'm gonna record in that to help me ease my pain. So it's like old school as well. Haha. So. Story time. Azula has sex toys now. So if you remember years and years ago, I made a recording called Fear of Vacuum Pussy, and that is a legitimate fear of mine. If you want me to explain vacuum pussy, I can. It's in my archive somewhere there. And it's basically me denouncing all sex toys. And so since that day, I have not really used a sex toy because of that genuine fear. And so I met my boyfriend, and he has been persistent and determined in getting me sex toys. Since that time until now, I really only used my hands, because I have hands, I have fingers, I'm gonna use them. Anyway, so I made a DIY dildo once, and it was okay. I'm not gonna tell you how I made it, but I'm not a stranger to making DIY sex toys. I've made a couple for this thread. I made a DIY ball gag. I've used household items for spanking myself. So, yeah. Anyway, I used a DIY sex toy, a DIY dildo, and it was fine. And since then, I really, again, only use my fingers for masturbating. Until this month. Because, again, boyfriend is very persistent and determined, and I gave in because I don't really want to fight him anymore about it. So, we bought 3 sex toys. I bought a butt plug, which was actually very easy for me. I think I'm gonna go a size higher, actually. And then I bought an egg dildo, which is fine. It's not life-changing. It's an egg dildo, so you can put it on your clit, or you can put it inside here and play with your clit. But it was okay. I think I'd rather buy a clit sucker. I've heard some great reviews about it with my friends. And I got a dildo, and it's a 6-inch dildo, and it's see-through, and it's pink, and it's cute. Everything I got was actually pink, so yeah. And so, you know, I tried it, and 1st inch, great, 2nd inch, great, 3rd inch, that was difficult, and further, it's difficult, because, again, to this point, I really only use my fingers, and due to the nature of my current relationship and past relationships, I haven't had sex in a long time since my last physical boyfriend. Yeah, LDR, ha ha ha. But it's hard to find the right white guy, you know, in this area. I have dated other guys. Like, I have dated, like, the color wheel. But again, it is white guys for me. It is white guys. So. Yeah. Oh, I got a text. That's my message turn. It's from Haikyuu. So. What was I? I really only can do 2 inches, because anything past that is uncharted territory, because my finger can really only go 2 inches. My finger is 3 inches, but 2 inches insertable due to circumstances of my arm length and my pussy fat, arm length, pussy fat, all played a factor to me only being able to explore 2 inches. So anything past 2 inches is uncharted territory, as far as the past years have been concerned. No. I was on a Discord video chat with my friends, and we were talking about dick sizes and other things, and, you know, as normal friends do, we overshare. We are very much oversharers, and yeah. So I showed them my dildo, and then we got into a measuring contest, and I measured dildo, so it's actually 6 inches all together, and it's only 4-inch insertable, and that was difficult for me. The moral of the story is, if you've got a small dick, you can get with Azula. It does not take much for me to get pleased. You got a small dick, hit me up. Just kidding. Yeah, it does not take a big dick to please Azula, so all dicks welcome.